Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills. She also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we have a guest scheduled, Dr. Melvin Kirshner, but I am unable to reach him. So what we will be doing is rescheduling. The topic was going to be All Medicines Are Poison. It's a dynamic publication, and it's about making your way through the medical minefield. So just know that we are going to definitely get him back on the air. So I know it was announced for today, but again, I've not been able to reach him, so we will have to make this an open mic hour. So if you are listening to the broadcast and you would like to call in and chat with me at any time during the hour, I would be delighted to do exactly that. All I'll need from you is your first name or your initial, and then I like to know also where you're calling in from. After that, then just sit back, relax, and let me tell you what I perceive, and we'll take it from there. And, of course, you're always welcome to ask a question about anything that is of interest to you. Today's world is, for so many people, a really, really tough one. And there's a story about two brothers that were farming together. They lived in separate houses on the family farm. But each day, they'd get together in the fields to work together. One brother was married, had a large family. The other one was single, lived alone. And they divided their harvest equally every season. They'd been doing this for years. Well, there came this one evening when the brother that was not married, did not have a family, he thought to himself, my brother is struggling to support a large family, but I get half of the harvest. So he decided he was going to do something very different. He had a deep love for his brother and his family. He gathered a box of things that he had purchased from his earnings, items he knew that would help his brother's family. And he had planned to slip over to his brother's shed on the farm, unload the basket, and never say a word about it. Well, interestingly enough, the married brother, that very same evening, was thinking, you know, my brother is all by himself. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't know what it's like to have loved ones around you every evening when you come in from the field. So the married brother decided he was going to take over a basket that had, well, those things, like a homemade quilt and bread and preserves that his wife had made up. He thought that that would really make his brother feel good. He planned to leave the items on his brother's porch, and he wasn't going to say a word that he was the one that had left the gifts. Well, you can just get the picture on this one. Each brother is walking towards the other's home. They bumped into each other. Of course, with full hands, they had to say what they were doing. And it was so emotional for both of them because they realized how deep the love and affection was that they had for each other and how very, very special their bond was. Each of them realized in that moment that the greatest wealth they had was the fact that there was that brother that loved and respected them, that they had this wonderful feeling. I thought I would share that story with you today because so many times we are unaware of how people around us really do care. And so often we care and we may not know how to express ourselves. And so often it's the little things that can really make a great deal of difference. So if you have a friend or someone that really means a great deal to you, why don't you really get in touch with them and let them know exactly how you feel, maybe with a card, I think that's one of the things about email that's so very, very special when everything works the way it's supposed to, is these adorable cards that friends will send. And they find out about all of these places where they can have those e-cards, if you will, and they send them out, and they really are quite special. But there's something magical when you can put something together and take it to someone. It has a personal touch. I'll never forget, many years ago, a friend of mine, she had heard about one of our dogs that had died, and she knew how special this little fur person was to us, and she rang the doorbell this one afternoon. Our friend, our dog friend had died and been about 2 or 3 days, and I, by the time I got to the door, she was in her car and she was just driving off. She rang the doorbell because she wanted to get my attention. Well, I happened to get there quickly enough, and she had brought a pizza over. Now, that may not sound like very much, but to me, it meant a great deal. Not that I wanted a pizza, but the fact that she wanted to convey how sad she was about the loss of a member of our family. And, of course, those of you that have animals, you know how that is. When you lose a pet, it's a very, very special experience. And so she was so thoughtful in that way, and I've never forgotten that. And her thoughtfulness, I found, she often gave to other people as well. She didn't have a lot of money, but she gave what she could. And I just thought, that is something that is so special. And when we can remember that our actions sometimes speak so loudly, and we don't have to do anything melodramatic, just something thoughtful that comes from the heart. And then the joy is the recognition of how good it makes you feel, but also how that person may even be able to let you know how much it means to them. Donna Siebel here. We have an open mic day. My guest, Dr. Kirshner, I've not been able to get in touch with him, so we have an open mic hour. And if you'd like to call in and chat with me, you can do it by calling 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Over 52% of new businesses are being opened by women. Now, those statistics are really amazing. And last night I was visiting with someone that had a home office. Actually, both the husband and wife had a home office, and they really loved doing that. A lot of people are deciding that that is what they want to do. Maybe they've lost a job. Maybe they've had a passion of some kind that they've wanted to turn into an income, but wondered how they were going to do it. And there's always a need for the small business person. The small business person is really the backbone of this country, always has been, because there's only going to be so many people that are extremely wealthy. And if you're in the poor section, there's not a lot of options. But if you're in the middle of the road, you do have options if you're willing to invest in yourself. Now, if you have a passion or a hobby, I think Rich Sloan has a very good grouping of suggestions that I thought I would share with you today. He has a website. It's called startupnation.com. And this is a business advice and networking site for people who want to be entrepreneurs. So I thought I would share some of his tips with you, because if you are in an in-between space and maybe you've lost your job, or perhaps you have been in a job and you said, this is dead end for me, I really would like to start up a business of my own, these are some of the suggestions that Rich has. And he said, if you really want to do something, make sure you do what you want to do. And I know I was talking with a client last week, and they were talking about, they were panicking. They were really in a very high-stress situation relative to their job. They didn't have one. And they said, I'm really, really anxious here, and I should go and do X, Y, Z. But I said, what is it you really want to do? And they did want to start up a business. And I encouraged them to look at getting into the environment that'd be very complementary to that business, because they didn't have any background in it. And so just to start it up, is going to present some extraordinarily different, extraordinarily difficult situations for him. And I said, why don't you get in touch with some of the top in the industry and become familiar with it? Well, Rich says is that you need to really have a clear definition of what it is you love doing. And that is so important. And he said, you need to write down your description and why it is that that particular interest really calls to you. Doesn't make any difference if it's working with children, whether it is landscaping, maybe becoming a plumber because you really like working with your hands. I mean, there's just so many, there's just this humongous list of opportunities out there. But you really have to ask yourself what is meaningful to you. And he said, when you know why it means something to you, then that helps you to understand more of what it's going to take in the way of a lifestyle with your business, and you'll be able to put together two critical understandings. One, a business model that's going to be very appealing, and such as presenting yourself online, whatever you're going to do, if you want it home-based, if you want it part-time, if you want to rent a facility, if you want to do a franchise. And two, what do you perceive your role and responsibilities that you would have to take on in the business? Now, a lot of people, when you're starting out, you're going to be doing just about everything yourself. But you still need to think these things through in advance. And then look, if you're going to need assistance, at the type of person, what is it that you're going to require in the way of skills for that person that would come to work for you? He said what I think is very important, and that is have a role model. He said you can't be fooled into thinking that if you start a business, it's got to be totally unique. Businesses that have a good track record in the general area of expertise that you would like to be involved with, that's what you want to learn from. You want to learn from. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. It's a wheel. It's already been around for a long time. Utilize those persons and environments that can teach you quickly what you need to know, and you'll find out what your strengths and your weaknesses are. And you know what? You will save a whole bunch of money. You really will. You'll be able to utilize your cash flow much more effectively. It doesn't hurt to play the role of apprentice. It really doesn't. And it is going to be satisfying because you may get to know some wonderful people that will become a part of your team when you're really ready to go out full bore. Also, you need to have a basic plan because there's a lot of people that assume that they have to map out every single detail about a business in advance, but Rich says analysis in the early stages can only do so much. So skip a real elaborate business plan. Know your basic financial performance expectations so you won't have any surprises. And make sure you've got ideas in place about how you're going to attract customers. You need to know key people and resources that you're going to utilize, maybe require, but don't get too much into the thinking mode because you're going to want to get into the market as quickly as you can, as quickly as possible. And, of course, many times there's going to be that learning curve with technology. If you don't have a website, you're going to need that. If you do, you may want to upgrade it. I was talking with some business people last night, and we were discussing the environment of technology and how if you are a one-person business, it's next to impossible to keep up with all the technology. So that's why you have to know where you can resource things out or who you can interact with that can be supportive for you. You're going to burn yourself out really, really fast if you try to wear all the hats. So that's just an additional point. Now, you need to delegate, which is just what I've been talking about, and offload in a different way. You need to keep enjoying what you're doing. Otherwise, you are just going to absolutely go bonkers. If you don't like bookkeeping, find a bookkeeper. If you are really skilled at sales, go for the sales. Have the bookkeeper keep the records. Don't do what you're really not that good at, because if you're really good at something, you're going to do it so well that you're going to attract that money. You're going to have to work for everything, but you're still going to be able to attract what it is that you need. And when you delegate, it seems to cost you so much. You go, oh, I could save money if I did it all myself. Again, you're going to gain more time to make more money if you stir up new opportunities for the business. And more than that, you'll continue to enjoy your business. And I know someone once said to me, a person in business needs to know about every single thing in the business so they can oversee other people. And I thought to myself, I wonder if the CEOs of these big banking institutions knew what everybody was doing. Not likely, but you have to figure out what it is that you're really strong at, and then find those individuals that become a part of your team that can be very supportive of you. I had a piece of electronic equipment today that I took into a small business that has been in our neighborhood for years, and their specialty is repair work, with your computers, DVD players, anything involving electronics. Doesn't make any difference how old it is. It doesn't make any difference how new it is. And when I was in there, I was asking about this particular piece of equipment because I'd gone out, and I'd totally forgotten about them even being there, but I had gone out and had been pricing some electronic items, and I found that they were pretty high. So all of a sudden, my little memory banks worked, and I said, oh, I know these guys. They can work on electronic equipment. I think I'll pop over on Monday and see if I can have them check it out. So what they do, they will check your equipment. If they can fix it, they'll fix it. And by the time they get through with it, it's going to be a third to have it repaired. And I know they do a good job. They've got an excellent reputation. But here are some guys that are involved in technology. They're in this small place. They've been there for years. They really know their stuff. And I asked them, I said, you're a small business person. How do you keep up with all of this changing technology? They said, it's not easy, Donna. But every single company that puts out software, electronic equipment, he said, every single one of them offers those of us in business online training. And we have the capacity to get in touch with tech support and interact with people. He said, we have to be in school all the time. So that's another aspect that comes with being in business for yourself. Your education never stops. It is always ongoing. It never, ever stops. So it's important for you to realize that if you do want to do a business for yourself, understand there's a lot that goes with it. It's not going to be an 8-to-5 job. Most people I know that are in business for themselves will say it's more like a 24/7 until they reach a point where financially they don't have to do that anymore. They have enough help that enables them to take time off. But that's part of the challenge, I think, of being the entrepreneur. Sometimes you're going to have to wear a lot of hats. You may have to learn how to juggle and tap dance in a way that you never expected to financially. But if it's really what you love, you're going to be able to get through it, and you are going to find that it is going to be very satisfying, and you'll have success of a level that'll work for you. Not everybody's suited for that, but I did want to share some tips because I do know that there are a lot of people that are interested in that. I wanted to say, I'm sorry, for those of you that are tuning in and saying, Donna, where's your guest? Well, I wasn't able to reach my guest today. And we are going to be rescheduling Dr. Kirshner. His book, All Medicines Are Poison, is absolutely awesome. And it's something that I know we're going to want to talk about. The material in it is just terrific. So we will be rescheduling him, and it will be in my upcoming list as to when we're going to have him again as a guest. So in the interim, this is an open mic hour. And if you would like to chat with me, hey, all you have to do is pick up the telephone, go 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Are you going to be traveling? Spring break is happening for a lot of people around the country. There was a time when spring break was within a particular two-week period. It was always obviously related to Easter, and then it was done with. Well, anymore, we've got it sort of staggered. Different places in the country have spring break at different times. So you have to be alert that if you're going to be traveling, you're going to be experiencing perhaps some pretty heavy amounts of people. And if you need to get car rentals, you have to get them well in advance. I mean, this is a real hectic period. Easter is coming up. I believe it's on the 4th of April. So it's just around the corner. Well, today we are able to get to just about anywhere that we want to go with the wonderful modes of jet travel. But if you want to really be able to get the best out of that travel, here are some tips, some travel tips that you may find are going to be very, very useful to you. Before you travel, if you can, if it works for you, try booking a flight arriving early in the evening. For example, if you're going from the West Coast to the East Coast or vice versa, if you can plan to arrive in the evening, that'll give you the opportunity to adjust with the time change. I know that always worked for me whenever I was in New York. Of course, I always ended up leaving before the chickens even clucked in the morning out of the airport here in Seattle to arrive in New York, because sometimes there's connecting flights, and it's a full day. You just have to know you've got a full day of traveling. Anticipating the time change that you're going to be experiencing, if you get up, get into the habit of going to bed earlier, and sort of adjust your own timetable for that travel shift that you're going to be experiencing, it'll be great. And if you're driving, you want to make sure that you break up the journey. If you're going to be on a long trip, then you want to be sure that you have an overnight stopover to make sure that your body catches up. I think of some people that take great pride that they went from coast to coast in like 36 hours, 24 to 36 hours. And I go, oh my goodness, that is unbelievable. Well, it's better if you enjoy it, I think, anyway. But remember, take time to plan out what you're doing. And if you're one of those people that say, oh, I need to take a sleeping pill, I mean, that just is something that I can't fathom anybody doing, but some people do. Some people feel like they need to really sleep. Take it around bedtime for your destination, not during the flight itself. Also, when you're flying, remember to stay hydrated. And you want to limit your alcohol and caffeine, but you just really need to remember that sometimes these flights, especially during spring break, I know I've been on enough of them through the years, they're going to be packed with people. So if they're packed, if you're a window seat, it's going to be uncomfortable to have to get up frequently. So it's really something, be aware that you want to hydrate, but you may not want to drink a gallon and a half because you're going to have to get up and go to the bathroom frequently. Also, if you're in a position to do so on a flight, and some of the flights it doesn't work out very well for you to do this, if you can, get up and move around. It all depends on the plane that you're on, how packed it is, and as far as I'm concerned, where you're sitting. Usually I try to get a window seat because it allows me to sleep a little bit. I've learned how to sort of zone out when I fly long distances, but it is sometimes an advantage to have an aisle seat. I never like the middle. I don't know about you, but I never like the middle seats. Fortunately, I'm small, but it's not fun when you're between two big football players and you're having to manage that little tiny space. Even if you're little like I am, it's still not comfortable. Now, just as soon as you arrive wherever you're going to be, just remember, adopt the local schedule, whatever it is, and just remember, get up and move. Get out and walk. Do whatever you can. And if there's a gym in the facility that you might be staying at, that is great. And if you can, get out in the sun. What they found in research is if you're out in the sun, your body clock resets itself so well. Very, very efficiently. Whenever I would fly to Hawaii, I found that that was one of the joys. Of course, they were always behind me in time by a number of hours, but I always felt so good just by, the weather's beautiful, first of all, but by getting up and outside as quickly as I could. It just made all the difference in the world. Sunshine is just the magic bullet when it comes to helping you feel better wherever you might be. Well, this is Donna Sebo. My guest is not with us today, but if you want to give me a call, this is on Open Mic Hour, 888-815-9756. Now, I do want to let you know about who's going to be on there with me tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Catherine Athens, and her book is called Make Your Dreams Come True Now. Make Your Dreams Come True Now. Again, we're in these tumultuous times. Industries are disappearing. New ones are going to be coming about. And we've got all kinds of conditions and situations going on. This is a wonderful opportunity, if you look at it that way, for you to rediscover what really means the most to you. And your age, forget that nonsense. If you're a person of mature years, be innovative. There are a lot of businesses out there that would love to have an association with someone with your skills, experience, and knowledge. If you're someone that's always wanted to go back to school, take the opportunity to go back to school. Do the things for yourself that enable you to shift into a different direction. You're sort of reframing your life. If you're a younger person, get excited. Get excited about the fact that you are going to be looking at venues that you'll gain experience through, and you're going to be able to carry that forward, perhaps to fulfill whatever dreams that you may have in your own mind. Whether it's becoming a mountain climber or a top engineer for NASA, it doesn't make any difference. Maybe going into medicine. There's so many things that are available to us. And I know I'm repeating myself there, but I think it's important to look at life more as a glass half full than half empty. Remember, change doesn't come about because we necessarily are happy with our lives. Change comes about usually when necessity demands that we pay attention to what is going on, whether it's our health, whether it is our profession, whether it is anything. It is important for you to be aware that change is not bad. It is just what it is, change. And nobody lives through this life without it. Okay, so that's what we're going to be having tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about getting organized. Oh, I'm always able to use some of this. Debbie Lillard is a doll. She is a wonderful gal. She has such a good sense of humor. And we're going to talk about getting organized. This is the woman that she said she was the queen of disorganization until finally she was able to get her act together. And it does take mindful attention, but it's something, if you're like me and you end up with papers that seem to just graduate in these columns up to the ceiling, so much for our paperless society, and you have all of this stuff and you go, oh my goodness, when am I going to get to that stuff? I'll look at it mañana. Well, Debbie's got some good tips for the home and for the office, so I know you'll enjoy her. And then we're going to be talking with Teresa Tapp, one of my favorite people. We're going to be talking about nutrition and ways of keeping fit. And Teresa's system, I'm very, very supportive of because it's worked for me. TTAP is not just an exercise regimen, but it enables you, for those of you gals that are interested, it gives you bone density. It enables you as an individual to empower strength in your body for 15 minutes a day. She has other options too, other different exercise programs that you can get into, and they're all terrific. But if you're like me, you got a busy schedule, 15 minutes is max. It really works. I've toned up almost 40 inches, and it is absolutely fabulous. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the Gourmet Guide to Elegant Food Service. George Rapidis is a wonderful person. This is an individual that has put together some suggestions that you would think would just be common sense. Well, if you're accustomed to doing fine dining, maybe. But there's a lot of tips that George gives so that we in our own homes can really set a beautiful table, serve delicious meals. He's got some wonderful recipes. So we'll be talking about all of that. So we've got a great lineup of guests this week, and I invite you to join me. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. If you'd like to call in and chat, 888-815-9756. 1-800-656. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be back in just a moment.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna, and hey, those phone lines are open, and you're welcome to give me a call if you so desire, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756, and remember, if you're a first-time listener, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. I'd love to know where you're calling in from, and then after that, hey, I'll be happy to answer a question for you if you so desire. But more importantly, I'll give you my spontaneous impressions first, okay? So that's how it's done. Real simple, real easy, 888-815-9756. Now, I want to mention two things. One, on the 27th, which is this coming Saturday, for those of you in the Pacific Northwest, I'm going to be appearing at what used to be the Boeing Parapsychology Expo. They have changed the title of the expo now to the Emerald Spiral Spring Expo. This Saturday from 9 until 5 at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. It's free to the public. This is a wonderful event because you can just go around and talk to all of these wonderfully talented people. There will be psychics there. There will be healers there. There will be chiropractic people there. There will be phenomenal vendors with wonderful jewelry and wood turning. I mean, there's just all kinds of talented people there. And it's just so comfortable to walk through it. There's lots and lots of parking there at Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. So if you are in the Pacific West and Northwest and you're listening to the show, just plan on coming on out. It's absolutely wonderful. One day only this Saturday from 9 until 5. If you want more information, go to emeraldspiral.com. That's emeraldspiral.com. Second item I want to mention to you is, and I know we've got a caller on the line waiting, I want to mention to you that if you have a special paranormal experience that has had a tremendous, an impact on your life, I'd love to hear from you. I'm in the process of putting a book together. I'm wanting to collect 100 stories. Maybe you saw a ghost, or maybe you've had an out-of-body experience. It could be any one of many things. I'd love a story from you. Be sure you put your contact information in as well. You can send it to me via email, and it's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna@DelphiInternational.com. And then I'm putting it all together in a file, and I'm wanting to submit it to a publisher so that we can get information like this out to other people. Why? I think the more we can talk openly about the paranormal or what we perceive as the paranormal, the more we're going to be able to help other people be comfortable in their own psychic skin. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking our first caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial? And where are you calling from?
Tina G. from Port Chester, New York.
Port Chester, New York. Where is that near? Is that near New York City?
It's about 25 minutes
away. Oh, okay. Great.
Yeah, wanted to mention that I just started using TTAP, and I love it.
Did you really? Oh, isn't it exciting?
It is. Oh,
beautiful. It is so exciting. Which program are you using?
I'm doing the beginners.
I'll tell you what, you keep records like Teresa tells you to do, and you just do your measurements, don't change anything else, it's going to blow you away. You are going to be amazed. And she's going to be on the air with me this Thursday, so tell your friends.
Oh, okay. Great.
Yes, she's been a frequent guest on the show, and she is going to be on with me. Let me double check here, because I was announcing it earlier. Let me get my schedule out. I shifted it around. It's the 25th, so it is Thursday. She's going to be with me on Thursday, and she is just dynamite. You will love listening to her.
Yes.
And it really works. Okay, and give me your initials again, dear, because your voice cut out when you were talking with
me. Yes, I have laryngitis from all the storm we had. I was frozen with no electricity in my house.
CG? Okay. All right. What I'm looking at with you right off the bat is don't sweat the small stuff, because what's happening is you are, for all intents and purposes, you're tying up a lot of tiny little loose ends. And I said tiny little, and that's redundant. But it's like little things that have been constant irritants to you. You are finally getting them all sorted out, smoothed out, and it's just terrific for you. Within 2 months, you are going to find that those small things that were irritants are going to be cleaned out, and you're then going to be able to take care of some of the bigger items that are of concern to you. You are going to be relocating. Apparently, it's going to be in about 2 or 3 years. I'm not seeing it real soon. But in the interim, what I'm looking at is that you're going to this year, because this is a year of planning. This is a year of thinking through what you can do for yourself and what changes you want to implement. And as you become really, really clear on some objectives, you're going to find yourself just sort of settling into a rhythm. And you're not pushing, you're not forcing, you're not trying to be a dynamic superwoman. You're doing things in a comfortable, easygoing way, and you're going to just make tremendous strides for yourself. Now, this includes an economic level for you of stability that you really want. It also is going to include your evaluating and determining determining a level of training that you want to go through. And I'm seeing you sitting and talking with some people, and I'm seeing you saying to yourself, oh, who would have ever thought that I was going to be involved with this group of people doing this kind of activity? But you're having fun. You're really enjoying the people. And I believe that your creative side is really going to start expressing itself through writing. And this is something that is going to be so meaningful to you. And I want you to send me that story about your psychic experiences, because you have had a number of them. And it seems to run in the mother's side, in your mother's side of the family. And the women have it, but some of the men have had it too. But you have this sixth sense about certain things when they're not flowing the way they're supposed to, and other people won't feel it or see it, and you'll just know. And you've had a number of experiences. So if you have, give me the time and send me the information, because I would love to read it. What question would you have for me today?
Well, it involves the sale of this house where I'm living now. It's it seems every time I go forward, I go 3 steps backwards. I took it off. Well, I'm not showing it right now because of the damage I just had with the past weekend. I've had to have some damage on my roof, and my hot water heater went, so I had that fixed. So I was just hoping that I would be able to be out of here by this September, October.
Well,
on for over almost 2.5 years.
I would
person come look at a JD. I don't know if he'll come back again, but I don't know.
I think that your house, believe it or not, after 2.5 years, is really going to have an opportunity to sell. So what I would do is just look at what needs to be done. Don't get upset with it. Just go ahead and do what you need to do.
Right.
And just know that there is going to be that person that really, really wants your home and wants to be in the area that you're in. I am looking at two people that may want to buy the house together because they really need a place to stay, and they're willing to make a commute. I think one of them works in the city, and the other one I think is more like a home office environment, and it would be a good investment for both of them. And
right,
this is something that they're going to be looking at and exploring. So don't begrudge anything that you're doing or you're having to take care of at this time. Get the house, get the feel of the house in the sense of, okay, I'm going to start making these little things, taking care. Again, this is just taking care of the little stuff. Remember what I said at the beginning?
Yes. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
taking care of the little irritants. And, of course, a water heater when you're freezing, when it's out, that's not fun. But you're a very resourceful lady. Look at this and start making a list. You know what you've got to do with the roof, and you know what you have to do with the water heater. So you just take care of those things and just say, okay, this is, means that this is in good shape for whoever comes in. It's going to be brand new for them. That's a very good selling point. They're not going to have to worry about anything for 10, 15, 20, maybe 30 years. It's just really good. And I think, again, there's two people that are going to want it. I don't know that this is a married couple, but I think it's two people that will decide that by combining their monies, they then have a good resource.
Right.
And that's wonderful. You don't care.
No. Well, I did have this person come with his aunt, J.D. His name was J.D. He was a younger guy, and the aunt seemed very knowledgeable of real estate, and I thought they would have come back again for a second look because they look so interested.
Well, don't worry about that. If it's not their home, it's not their home. You know, I was chatting
right.
with some people just yesterday who were talking about the experience they had. They had to move. They were in a neighborhood, and there was a development that was going to be occurring, and their property was purchased, and they had to go and find a place. And they said, you know, we looked at so many homes. We didn't like any of them. We didn't want any of them. And time was on a crunch, and for some reason, they just had a call out of nowhere, and someone said, well, you know, I know so-and-so that they've got this house for sale. I really think this is going to be a perfect house for you. And so they said, oh, what the heck, we'll just go and we'll see. Now, in a million years, they never would have even looked at the neighborhood because he didn't know about the neighborhood.
Right.
They go. The house is perfect. They said, we'll take it.
Wow.
And it was at the, you know, the last minute. But they said they just, it really was stressing them out big time because they had to have certain specific things, and they've been living in that house for 30 years.
I'm here 37 years, and I'm by myself for heaps of years, and I'm just struggling so much to keep it up, and that's why I really need to move on.
Well, and that's fine. You'll be able to move on. Just realize, now, I was looking at a relocation, but it was a major relocation, and I was
I am. I want to move to North Carolina. That's where my children live.
All right. So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's 2 to 3 months. I was seeing more like 2 to 3 years. But that's, don't even worry about that because things can change.
Right.
Thank you for calling, CJ, and keep warm, for heaven's sakes. I hope your energy came back on.
Yes, it did.
Oh, good. You're very welcome. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for just a moment. When we come back, that phone line is open for you, 888-815-9756.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. We've got a caller on the line. If you want to chat with me today, 888-815-9756. Hi, this is Donna. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My initials are SR, and I'm calling from Alaska.
From Alaska. Where in Alaska?
I live in Kasilof.
Kasilof. Well, I am going to be up in Alaska on the 12th of April. I'm going to be in Anchorage and Fairbanks. So that's why I was asking where you were located. So if you know of anybody that wants to meet with me while I'm up there, just have them call me at my office. Okay, SR, let's take something in stride right now. You've really got to roll up your shirt sleeves and go for it. I feel as if I am having to take everything I've got within me, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and really be concentrated, highly disciplined, no excuses, just doing what I need to do and getting it done. It is so important for you because you are going to find yourself, if you don't have that kind of a conscientious attitude, feeling like you're behind the eight ball. And I don't want you to be in that positioning. There is a drive inside of you, but that's just amazing. I mean, you really can get a lot done. But what I'm looking at with you is that you're feeling tired. It's as if you feel like you're having to go through a series of hurdles that you just don't feel like you're in shape to jump over at this moment. And you're sort of standing back and looking at it and asking yourself the question, is it worth going through this jumping over these hurdles? It seems like I've been down this path before. Maybe I just ought to walk off the field and forget about everything. I would say, no, that's not really going to serve you well. And the reason I say it is that apparently there is something that is very important to you that you need to prove to yourself. And if you give up and walk away now, you're going to kick yourself in a couple of years. It's like I was a lot closer to what I wanted than I realized. So get your facts, get your information, whatever it may be that will enable you to utilize and work with the facts that are at hand, and then just take one step at a time. There are also going to be two individuals that will be very supportive of you, and those two individuals will make a great deal of difference in what you're able to jump over. So knowing contacts, people that can give you that extra detail, information, connection, whatever it might be, are the key, they are the keys, I should say, to your being able to do what you really need to do for yourself. You're a lot closer to your objective than you think. What would you like to ask me today?
Well, I think you have helped me quite a bit already. I made a huge career change in 95, 97 is when I actually completed school. And I keep running into a brick wall since then. And I haven't gotten the perfect job that I expected to get when I was done with school. But I keep looking back thinking, now was that really a smart thing to do? But from what you've told me, I'm a lot closer than I thought I was.
What kind of work do you really want to do? What is it that just is your passion?
Well, I thought it was what I went to school for. I mean, I did AUSMI. When I started these classes, it was just like, this is what I meant to do. You know, it just all came so quickly to me, even though it's a field that's mainly a male occupation. But
what's the field, dear?
Oh, it's in the oil field.
It has to do with
the process facilities.
Well, let me make a suggestion to you.
Okay.
Though it is a male-dominated environment, seek out those men that are really knowledgeable and just be willing to be the apprentice. Be willing to learn everything you can, which I know you are, but I want you to be unintimidated. I want you to realize that you've got a learning curve that you need to have so that you will have the lingo down pat, but also learn about nuances that many people don't even have an interest in acquiring information on. So you need to recognize that you're breaking your own glass ceiling here, and you are to be complimented on that. It is an entirely different environment. It's a very harsh environment that you're in. It's harsh for the men as well.
Yeah.
So you can bring something extra with your intuitive processes and your own instincts as a woman, but intelligence doesn't care what body it's in, whether it's male or female. And I really think that not only will you have good opportunity there, but I think you're also going to have an opportunity to maybe be involved in some work outside of the state of Alaska. So whatever it takes for you to refine your own skills, And to keep mm-hmm. up to date with technology, do it. It'll reward you, but it's not going to be a fast reward. But I'm seeing you considered the right arm of an individual, and that is going to bless you many times over.
Excellent.
And I'm so
glad. Well, thank you, Donna.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you for calling in. And let your friends know I'm going to be coming up to Alaska the week of the 12th.
I will.
12th April.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. This
Bye-bye.
Is Donna Siebel. My goodness, this hour just whizzed by. Well, I just love what I do, and it's always a joy to be able to interact with those of you that call in because I love what I do. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Don't forget. You're going to find out tomorrow how your dreams can come true. Dreams are what make life exciting. This is Anna. We'll be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at bbsradio.com, Station 1. Bye for now.